are highly enthroned on high. You are lifted above all heavens. You are magnified beyond comprehension. No man knows the height of your greatness. No man knows the depth of your majesty. Your excellency is beyond all heavens. Lord, we come by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, to acknowledge the great works that you are doing. I want to bless you, faithful Father, the Most High God, the Lord that turns lives and changes situation, the Lord of all season and time, the Lord in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning, the God of all wonders, the Lord that has the key to the tribe of Judah. Thou art the only God that open and no man can shut. You are the only God that shuts and no man can open. Lord Almighty, we bless you this morning. We acknowledge you, Yahweh. We exalt the sovereign Jehovah God, the great I am that I am, the Lord Yahweh, who makes way in the wilderness, who divided the mighty sea just by the blast of his nostrils. Lord, you are enthroned on high. You are exalted. You are glorified. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Yahweh. This is your hour again, Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence. We will still give you glory again. Thank you because you will do strange things in our lives. And as we offer our life to you, Spirit of our living God, help us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. We're still going to worship. Just may have your seat. We're still going to worship, and I'm going to tell you the reason. I will just share one. I won't go. You know, when the worship was going on, the Lord showed me something. And my heart was bubbling with joy. I was full of joy. And I said, God, who transforms things, who changes situations, He will change your home. He will give you a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. He will give you a testimony. We're going to pray before we undo some few things. Few prayers. In my revelation today, in my dream, when I slept, there was a prayer point. God normally gives me prayer points in the dream. God gave me a prayer point. And we're going to handle it again. And he said, pray for telemonitoring, against telemonitoring spirit. I've never had it before. Telemonitoring. When I was praying, telemonitoring. What was it meaning? What is the meaning? Telemonitoring. I had it. Not that nobody, I never read it anywhere. Telemonitoring. And I was just trying to, check the meaning then. After praying, I was just meditating, telling, monitoring. I said, huh? And I said, oh, so there is telemonitoring, something that is more, just like a remote monitoring. That is what's coming to my mind. Something, remote monitoring. You are here and you are being monitored. Monitored. I said, oh, there are two prayer points that I was given. And I said, okay, we're going to pray. Lord, it means something is wrong somewhere in our lives. That is being monitored and being orchestrated in the realm of the spirit. So we're going to rise on our feet first and foremost and deal with this issue before we go ahead. All manipulations that are going on, manipulations that are going on in the realm of the spirit over your life, all operations that are being organized against you, you're going to declare by the name of the Lord Jesus. You can't see, but the Lord is seeing it. And the Lord wants you to handle this prayer. You're going to declare, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every operation that is going on in the realm of the spirit, monitoring the affairs of this life, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I abort the plan. I terminate their power. I break the cancer. I overrule them in the realm of the spirit. I overrule them. Every decision and judgment they have taken concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my home, concerning my children, concerning my home, my life, Lord Jesus, I overtake them and destroy. I bring the cancer to naught and break the plan. I terminate the workings in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bring destruction upon the plan and cancer of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Maripaya katanda lepande, every gadget, every monitoring appliance, every monitoring satanic gadget in the realm of the spirit, monitoring spirit that is following me, the spirit of wicked, the spirit of the demon, the wicked spirit following your life in the name of Jesus, let them be consumed by the fire of God's presence in the name of Jesus. Rokata la baku shikayaka. Re maye borobos. Zedele borobos. Rakata karakata yakata. Rekekekerekete boriaku shikaya. Malia bonde. Rekekekeria boshikaya katanda. Maria kataya. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. The activity of the monitoring spirit and monitoring gadgets works in diverse ways. As the Lord is just putting it upon my mind now, I was praying. They may be following you. And your eyes may be blind that something is behind you, or maybe speaking to your voice, to your mind, or speaking to you. You're going to deal with this issue. Those things that follow you as you take a step, they are following you. And they will perhaps, maybe you are going somewhere and they take over or they overrun you. Even when you are going for a place, to a place, they overrun to frustrate, to abort, to terminate, to deprive you of God's blessing. You're going to decree today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the spiritual powers that are behind and monitoring, following you wherever you go, by the authority of the Lord Jesus, you're going to decree, let the fire of the Lord consume them. Bring God's fire over them. Bring God's fire upon them. Bring God's fire upon them. Decree by the power of the Most High God, let them be judged by the judgment of fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them be judged. Let them be judged. Let the power of the living God judge them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as many that you are always feeling that something is following you behind. You will feel that somebody is behind you. You feel that somebody has gone ahead. You feel, you just have a feeling. When you are going out, you have a feeling. You hear a sound. You hear a sound behind you. You hear and you look back and you cannot see anyone following. But there is a sound following as you take a step. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree that there is a separation between you and those forces and the strange spirit over your life in the name of Jesus. I decree, I command fire to separate you and those spirit and the strange spirit that normally follow you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord rescue you from this strange spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Today is the time of the Holy Spirit. We are given this faith clinic to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is taking charge. We like to acknowledge him again. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge him. I say, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. Spirit of the living God, we reference you. Spirit of the Holy Father, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you. We reference you. We reference you. Holy Spirit, what a wonder you are. Yea, blessed Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Marapon de Repacu sopro coli barabala balaba. Zeketere borobaco shekelema. Zantolo proboco soli bracatan decatoroba. Shekatan la macata rabaca zo proboco shekri macon de rebacu soli. Remali proboco sopro. Rimala cracata yakata rabaca 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 Mala provocazione mali magazende limo recatanda la bande che soda. Holy Ghost, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have acknowledged you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please have your seat. We are still going to pray another prayer. before we go. Please turn with me, Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1. He's going to pray another prayer now. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1. The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. The Lord will ride upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. Egypt is a troubler. The Egyptian spirit is a spirit of bondage. The spirit that put people under every yoke, every oppression. But the Lord will ride upon a swift cloud and will visit every Egypt, every Egyptian in your life. And what happened? And the scripture says, and the idols of Egypt shall do what? Shall be moved at his presence. Whose presence? Whose presence? At his presence. And remember our theme this year. I mean this month. It's what? His mighty presence. His mighty presence. And the power of the Lord, when the presence of the Lord comes, when the Lord moves in a sweet cloud into your situation, the Bible says the idols, the power that gives strength to your problem, the power that, you know, fortify your problems and make it strong, says, it shall be moved because of what? Because of his presence, God's presence. And the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. We're going to pray tonight, today. All the Egypt and the idols, as the presence of the Lord appear, come upon my life today. Let the sweet presence of the Lord appear over my life. And let all idols, whether within, whether outside, whether in my family background, whether in my home, wherever an idol is, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you must move from your presence. You must move. You must move. You must move. You must move because of God's presence. We would like to rise and violently pray on this matter, because the issue of the idol is the issue that you want to deal with now. As you hand over the other thing to the Holy Spirit, is already here. But I want you to deal with this matter. Deal with this matter. You know, the burden against Egypt. Ye Malika Tambunya. The Lord is riding. He's riding on a sweet cloud. He's riding on a sweet cloud by the power of his mind. And we come into Egypt. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are visiting every Egypt in my life. All evil, every Egypt, every Egypt, all the power of Egypt, that the Egyptian that followed me, the Egyptian that have been ruling, the Egyptian that have been working, the Egyptian, the power that has been brought every load and every burden upon my soul, my spirit, the taskmaster in my life, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the power that has been making me to labor and labor in hardship, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of the Lord move against you. The power of the Most High God move against you. The power of Jehovah God move against you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are moving out. You are moving out at the presence of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Mary,
Eboshokaya, Rakata Yakata, Marie Bracoso Polikata, Reka Pakata, Meke Rekoto Poroko, Jekato Moroko Soke, Rikata Moria, Jekereke Tekereke, Rikrakata, Rakata, 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 Marakata, Rakata, Rekata Yakata Poria, Makapara Pakashaka, Rekata Rakataka. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Still another prayer. You are going to overthrow the altar of these idols in your life. You're going to overthrow the pile of dragons from your life, from your lineage, from your family. Go to decree as the presence of God appears into my life today. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I command all dragons, this power of dragons, the spirit of dragons, they are all fallen angels, they are wicked spirits, but the power of the Most High, the presence of the Lord, shall swallow them up, shall consume them in his wrath. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let all decree, by the name of Jesus, I enter upon the altar. I raise the altar of the blood of Jesus. I raise the altar of righteousness of Jesus against every altar of the idol, the dragon behind it, the power supporting them. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bring destruction upon this altar. I bring destruction upon this altar. I command the altar to crumble. The power of the dragon. The power of the dragon. You are broken. You are broken. You are broken. I command liberty upon my spirit and my soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the yoke of altar. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Lord arise for me. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Most High God destroy, cut all the oil of dragon upon my spirit, upon my soul, upon my life, over my fears of my family. Let it be broken. Yoke of dragon, you are broken down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father, because the power of the oppressors are destroyed. The power of the taskmaster are broken. Thank you, because all areas where the taskmaster has been making us to struggle, operation of taskmaster over our every area of our lives, that power is broken today. Amen. And the power and the yoke of the dragons are destroyed today. Amen. Their altars are broken down. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please have your seat. Come with me to the book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Maybe we can start from verse 4. Then, but verse 6 is where we just. Zechariah. Thank you. Okay. Then he answered. Then he answered and spake. Please, can we start from two verses before this? This is the point we are agreeing. Okay. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. Might cannot bring any solution. Might will not give any victory. Not by power. Power cannot do this thing. It's beyond what you are seeing. And he says, but by my spirit. When you go to the New King James Version, you will see that by my spirit is capital. My S is capital. But by my spirit. So we are looking at by my spirit. It is the spirit of the Lord that we acknowledge, achieve and accomplish great things in our life today. I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is the one that works. He's the one. And when you consider miracles, you look at miracles, you look at supernatural wonders, the one who executes miracles is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is the one that executes. Is the one that accomplishes things. It's not a man. All he does is to flow through a vessel. So the workings of the Holy Ghost, and that is what makes, you know, Christianity different from other belief. Other belief, what happens? Well, any other belief that all around. The devil takes over the soul of a man and he operates through the soul to do what he wants to do. But when the Holy Spirit, is in charge, it becomes supernatural. It is not, magic. And so it is the one that works great works. And today is going to work great works in your life.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is going to work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that tells you that when the presence of the Holy Spirit is there, it will work, but there is still one thing that is needed. In the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 17, let's look 17 to 20. Can we quickly look into it before we begin, and then we undo some things, and then we begin to pray again. Luke chapter 5, verse 17, rather. I'm sorry. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And what happened? And the power of the Lord was what? Was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, let's move forward. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their what? When he saw what? He saw their faith. We are going to link two things together. Something was present. What was present? The power of the Lord was present. So the power of the Lord was present and he was waiting for something. And what was it waiting for? The power of the Lord was there. So, when a man comes to the presence of the Lord and he goes back the same way, it shows that that person lacks faith. It's no more God's fault. It depends on your own faith. As from God's side, God's presence was available there. God's presence came. I'm here to heal. I'm here to deliver. I'm here. All that I'm looking for, if anyone's faith can connect, he goes home rejoicing. And the scripture says, he saw their faith. He saw their faith. Pharisees were there. The scribes were there. They were there. They came to listen. And they were listening. But some came. With, they didn't leave their faith in their room. They didn't drop it on the wayside. They brought it, their faith, to the presence of the Lord. And they came with their faith. Say, yeah. And the Bible says, the power of God. And when Jesus saw their faith, say, yeah. Oh boy, rise, rise. Okay, let's finish the scripture. Let's finish reading. 20, the next verse, please. I'll switch. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this? You know, when he saw something is missing, verse 20, go back to verse 20. Something, you omitted something there. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. And then, of course, there was, you know, it was a very rowdy environment. Then but the next verse says, and he describes, and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? And 22. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Yesness. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. And he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise. Take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose. Immediately he rose up before them and took up what he had been lying on and departed to his own house, glorify God. 20, the last one. Yeah, the last verse there. The next verse, please. The next verse. And after these things, he went out and saw a tax collector and sitting Oh, there should be a verse. There's a verse beyond that that says something, but we have 26. Okay. 26. Let me go to my Bible. Okay. Aha. So that place was omitted. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen what? We have seen strange things. When a man walks by faith, he will see strange things. Strange things will happen. Strange things will happen. When you decide to walk by faith and you rise by faith, in other words, you believe that this power of God can do, can work, can go beyond your comprehension, your knowledge, your feelings, your pains, and you will see God is going to work. And so, the amount of your spiritual insight, the insight you have in the things of the Spirit, will determine the level of, you know, will determine the level of your encounter with the power of the supernatural powers. If your spirit is capable to go in and touch, you get a flow of life, you get a flow of healing, you get a flow of victory, a flow of breakthrough. There shall be a mighty works in your life, even right now. The Bible says, the presence of God, the healing power of God was present. The presence of God was there. Spirit of healing was there, and was standing, waiting, looking. Who is among them that his faith has connected to the presence of the Lord? I challenge you this morning that you will arise in your spirit and connect to the power of healing that is available. Connect with the power of life that is available. And when the Lord, we are still going back to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. It said, by his spirit, the spirit of the Lord is the one that works. And what does the spirit do? What does the spirit do? The spirit of the Lord is able to do anything. And that was the reason why he said, look, it is not by might. Might will not give. Yes, it's not the issue of might. It's not the issue of struggle. It's not the issue of shouting. It's not the issue of trying to do some religious activity. It is the issue of by the Spirit, engaging the Spirit of the living God. And it now mentions something. Look at, going back again to that scripture, Zechariah chapter 4. Now, it says, by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And because once my spirit is available, what is great mountains? Where is great mountains? Who are you, great mountains? What are you, great mountains? You shall be what? Made flat. Because the Spirit of the Lord will bring every mountain, you know, and knock every mountain down and make it to be, you know, to be flat. See, you shall be made plain. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. What are you? O mountain of lack, you shall be made what? Plain. What are you? Who are you? O mountain of affliction and sickness, you shall be made what? Plain. What are you? O mountain of oppression, you shall be made what? Plain. By what? By his spirit. The spirit of the Lord will make everything plain, irrespective of the height of the mountains. And mountains, why? What is the role of mountain? Mountains makes your life to be static, stationary. As static and stationary. Because when the scripture was talking here, you know, if you remember, maybe two faith clinic ago, we were looking at Ezra, the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra we were looking. Of course, it was talking about the aspect of the building that was supposed to be constructed. But somewhere along the line, there were challenges and confrontation as he wanted to build, the temple, as he wanted to. People were antagonizing. People were resisting. People were saying, you will not do it. So many power rose against him. But when the Spirit of the Lord came in, say, who are thou? Who are thou? O you great mountains, you shall be made plain. You shall be made plain. You shall be made plain because of the Spirit of the Lord. Mountain slows your advancement. When you look at the book of Deuteronomy, you see that the children of Israel, in chapter 1, we are not going to look into it before because we have to start praying now. You will see that the children of the Lord, they were, you know, circling around the same mountain, moving around the mountain. They wanted to move to the promised land, but they could not. Because of what? Because of mountain. Mountain, you know, slow movement. And when there is mountain, your sightedness is limited. You are short-sighted. You cannot see beyond because there is an obstruction before you. Something is obstructing you to see beyond. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every mountain in your life, they shall be made what? Plain. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mountain also makes you to be denied of help. It makes you to be denied of help because people will not see you because there is an obstruction. Help will be scarce because help want to come, but people cannot see that this is a person who needs help. And at the same time, you are helpless because there is a power that's overwhelmed, that is greater than you. But every power that is greater than you, by the name of the Lord Jesus, they will come under the power of the Most High God today, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to rise on your feet today. The first thing, we are talking about the Spirit. By my Spirit. By my Spirit. By what? Says the Lord. It is the Spirit of the Lord we want to engage in. It is the Holy Spirit. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, As many of us that may desire to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit today, I want to congratulate you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. If you desire that you want to receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. If you have given your life to the Lord, you have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, He will come. All that I am going to declare is that you just open up to Him. He will baptize you. He will come. We give God the glory. Our brother who opened, Pastor Popola, in the morning, when he opened the issue of the Holy Spirit. He started with the Holy Spirit and said, Holy Spirit, you know, when the Holy Spirit is present, and the Holy Spirit is here now, He's here. So, as many of us that desire that Holy Spirit, we want you. I want you to baptize me. I want you to come upon me. The only thing, or the only two things is sin. Sin will prevent you. The second thing is your faith. If you settle all this matter, the Spirit of the living God will come upon you. And once you get this, then we move forward. We advance and declare that the Spirit of His presence will come and overwhelm us and take over our battles so that we can move on. So we'd like to open up to the Lord first and foremost. I want you to cry that, Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. By the name of the Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. By your mercy, Lord, let there be outpouring of your fresh power. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit again upon my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I desire more of you in this life. I desire you. I want you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Spirit of the living God, if you have been told about the Spirit before, you have been hearing about it, there is Holy Spirit. You want to say, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need you. I want you. I want you. I want to have an encounter with you today. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I empty myself of myself. And I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit divine, come upon me. I need you. I desire you. Oh, Spirit of life, come. Oh, Spirit of grace, come. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I cry for mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the mercy of the Lord will grant me access to the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are there, you want to receive the baptism and say, Holy Spirit, I need you. Want the Holy Spirit to come upon you, wherever you are. Just stretch your hand before heaven. Just stretch your hand. You want to say, Holy Spirit, please baptize me. Holy Spirit, baptize me. Holy Spirit, baptize me. I need a baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've been hearing about you, but I need your presence now. I need your presence. I need your presence. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I need your presence. Holy Spirit, I need your presence. Holy Spirit, I need your presence. And He will baptize you with evidence of speaking in new tongues. There will be an evidence you will receive. Holy Ghost, remako soteria bako sonderia, la pako teria pako solia, la parako soteri krebonde kramako soli, rakatambori poko shekelia, la makapodi pako soteria pako sonderia, la kakata koli klabaka soteria, la katapra pako soli baka zankrakata, rikere baka zotoli, brakata li maka zonteli, balapantori baka zaka, la katapra katapori, Baka shekere baka zankoro baka zakra baka she rikrakata la makrobo rekaya kraka yakata ya rakata la braba baba baba maka prabaka yamako sekere maka zantala ba in the name of the Lord Jesus rapande kremako sandala ba rimeke le mosoteri maka soria bandoria bako soliba brakata la bandoro baka zekere moko zoprobo rikata ni mako zopri mako zikare mali mako sekere. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, if you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just come. Come to the front. Just come to the front here. You want the Holy Spirit to come upon you and baptize you.
Just come to the front there. Come to the front there. Just come to the front. We continue our prayer. Just come to the front. Just declare. We just speak to you and we just tell you what you do. Just come to the front. You need the Spirit of God and say, Holy Ghost, I need you. Blessed Holy Spirit, I need you. Brakata. Yes, Holy Spirit. As many of us that are, you desire for the Holy Spirit, just come. Just come. We do not have time. If you do not have time, just open up to him. Just open up. Just tell him, Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you. Spirit of the living God. Brakata robo shita liyamo santa. Holy Spirit divine, let the power of the Most High God, the power of the Most High God, the power of the Most High God, power of the Most High God come upon this life in the name of the Lord Jesus. And some of us, we need to cry and say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come over my life. Come, let there be an outpouring of your presence. Let there be a fresh outpouring upon my life. I desire to see and encounter you as the day of Pentecost. I desire more of you. I desire to see you. I desire to see you. I desire to see your power. I desire to see your presence. I desire, Holy Spirit, I desire. Lamanto riabaku soteria bako soli brakata. Lamako po sopra kaya poria. Rikatan deria. Au ye makosa. Le prakata. Rapaya poria. Yema sotoria ban sote. Rimara makoseke. Rimari marabandore. Rimaka sotoria ba. Rekele bako soli brakata ya. Makra pako sekerebo. Rimaka. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. Mariprakosa. Let the Spirit of life come. Let the Spirit of the living God flow over these lives that desire of you. Lord, even the young ones, by the name of the Lord Jesus, speak. I'm not going to lay down hands upon anyone. You will just pray. Pray, you will receive. Just pray. The presence of the Lord is here already. Just declare. Holy Mara Bandoria. And I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus. Begin to speak in the new tongues. Begin to speak in the new tongues right now. The Holy Ghost gives you utterance. 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 He gives you the utterance. Maraponte riabosopa. Labalima rabaoshekeri makosoria. Lamande kre makosonde riaba. Roboro makushekende ria. Lamande kende. Rakata yabala. Lamali Sheketeria, la mali barabako soria, reketeria makoso probo, jemazontoria borobo, jemazokoria brakata, remala broboko shekerebo, rakata la bande kerebako sopro, maraparabaka ya krakata, rekata la boria bako seke, remaka pande pojeke, in the name of the Lord Jesus, remako soteria bako soria ba, rakata la ba, marakata raba, rakata rakata, Rakata rabaka soteria posoria in the name of the Lord Jesus. Remoro pokoria mosikeria mosataria. Remaria barobako seke. Remala broboko seke remabo. Remakosa. Speak. Maria bonde. Ramoria. Bromo sekene. Ramoriabo. Remaliebos. Remala bonde. Ramoriabo. Remoriabo seke. Ramoliebos. Ramala bonde. Rabarabalaba, Rama, Lamara, Maraba, Ramara, Ramara, Maraba, Ramara, Ramara, Marama, Ramara, Ramara, Maraba, Ramaba, Ramaba, Mama, Mama Katoriaba, Jema Chromosote, Rima Krama Conte, Ramaliabo Seke, Remaria, Ramariabo Seke, Remalimo Robo, Remaraborobo, Koshe Kanya Moteria, Lemako Sekete, Ramoriabo Seke.
Sege, Ramaria Bonde, Remaria Pontea, Marapantaria, Marapanteria Bacos, Sonteria Mocosa, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead. You that have been baptized now, you have been baptized. A number of us have been baptized. A number of people have been baptized. Just go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Just go ahead, 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 go ahead. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. Every, you are going to begin to declare mountains, mountains of oppression. You that have been baptized, continue to pray, continue to pray, continue to speak, continue to pray. Go to declare, mountain of oppression, all mountains of oppression, all the things that have constituted themselves as mountain in my life. Today, it is not by my power, it is not by my mind, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You are made plain today. I visit you in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to declare that every mountain in the power of the Most High God, you are visiting. You are visiting the mountain. They are visiting all the mountains in your life. You are visiting the mountain of oppression, mountain of oppression, mountain of oppression, in the night, in the day, wherever you are experiencing oppression, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I visit by the Spirit of the Most High, by the Spirit of the Living God, in the name of Jesus, you shall be made plain, in the name of Jesus, you shall be made plain, in the name of Jesus, you shall be made plain, in the name of Jesus, you shall be made plain. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to deal with mountains of affliction, sicknesses, infirmities. Every form of sickness, wherever it is located in your body, right from your brain, mental problem, migraine, headache, the one in your eyes, the one from eyes to your nostrils, the one from the nostrils, from your guts, from your lungs, from your chest, in the heart, every mountain, everything that has made itself to be a mountain, irrespective of what doctors have said, irrespective of what any medical diagnosis they have made concerning you, but I come by the Spirit of the Lord. I come by the Spirit of the Lord to confront them, to declare that they are made plain. You're going to challenge all mountains of sicknesses. Say mountain of sicknesses, mountain of affliction, mountain of infirmity that has stayed in this life. Today you are expiring. Today your activity is terminated. You are made flat. You are made flat. Your power is broken down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every infirmity, every disease, the one in the blood, blood problem, whatsoever it is, whatsoever the blood issue is, whether hypertension, whether blood pressure, whatsoever it is, whether leukemia, whatsoever, anything that is wrong in your system, we challenge them by the Spirit of the Living God. We declare by the power of the Living God, whether cancer, when cancer in the chest, cancer in the womb, cancer in the breast, whatsoever might be, declare you are a mountain. And you are broken down. You are broken down. You are broken down. The Lord is against you. The Lord is against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I uproot your power. In the name of Jesus, he In the name of Jesus, your power is destroyed. All mountains in all the part of this body. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, you are banishing. The Lord breaks you down. In the name of Jesus. Mountain of lack. Mountain of lack. Got to deal with that mountain of lack. Mountain of struggle. All mountains of lack and struggle. Mountains of lack and struggle. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree, Mayakataka, mountain of lack and struggle, mountain of failure, spirit of failure, Marakapa, all the mountains of failure, lack, poverty, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we condemn you. The spirit of the living God is against you. By the spirit of the Most High God, we condemn you. We destroy. By the spirit of the Lord, we challenge your oppression and your struggle in this life. In the name of Jesus Christ, make it a riabosaka, la pakata yakata, marabaye pori bagasata, riprakata yapandi, reka. Mountain of failure in career, mountain of academic failure, mountain of stagnation, mountain, all the mountains that blocks the way, mountain that obstructs the way of success, obstructs the way of advancement, obstructs the way to move forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree you are destroyed, you are broken down in the name of Jesus. Prakata yakata. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. As the presence of the Most High God is present to heal, if there is anything here, if there is any infirmity that is still hibernating in anybody's life today, wherever you are in this body, you are located by the fire of the Most High God. Yeah. And by the power of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Holy God, you are consumed into ashes. In the name of Jesus! Yeah. Whosoever that is under the yoke of affliction, infirmity, sicknesses, by the name of Jesus, arise! Arise from your bed now! Arise! In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are healed perfectly. You are healed perfectly. You are healed perfectly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer we're praying, just pray this prayer, and then we drop the microphone. Just ask the Lord to remove. I don't know how your life has been since the beginning of the year. We want to enter into the September, October, November, and December, that the Lord will remove you from the slow lane to a fast lane. Holy Ghost, remove me from the slow lane. Things have not been working well since the beginning of the year, but the Lord is able to move you. Ask the Lord, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. It has been declared that this is your time, this is your day. Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, move me, remove me from the slow lane of life. Remove me and take me to a fast lane. Take me to a fast lane. A fast lane, Lord. A fast lane of success. A fast lane of success. A fast lane, oh God, of a blessing. by the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, these things that as from now things begin to turn around. Things begin to turn around for glory. For glory, because of your divine intervention. Because it is not by power, not by might. It is your spirit. By the name of the Lord Jesus, it is the time of your Holy Ghost. This is your time, Holy Spirit. By your power, Lord, I force myself. Oh, by your power, I force myself to advance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I force myself to advance into a given inheritance. I force myself. I move forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon my inheritance. I shall not be denied. I shall not be denied. I shall not be denied. I shall not be rejected. I shall not be rejected. All that you have given to me, I enter into them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Mako Sekaye, Rakatayaba, Makapori Makasete Yeborio, Rimakasonde Makasata, Remakopo Robakusheke.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Broksho telebosata. Marie proboko suli ne makata. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Faithful Father, we thank you. Lord, today, you have declared that you want to have an encounter with you, Holy Spirit. And we have allowed you, Spirit of God, that every life here, we taste of your goodness. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your visitation in our life will be permanent. Amen. As we are delivered and healed, our healings are permanent. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we look forward to enter into the time, into another quarter, September, October, November, December, oh Lord, our Father, we receive the help of heaven. We ask that you will lay your hand upon us and take us from the slow lane of life. You will launch us to a fast lane of life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, today, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord, it will not be that we get to our inheritance late. We will accomplish early enough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. We bless you and worship you. The Lord that is mighty in works and great in counsel. Thank you. Because your spirit has done it. We give you praise. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.